Friend Barry.
Hello and welcome along to another episode of Fridays with Fran. My name is Tom Nugent. PK is off on his holidays once again. A man well travelled indeed. Looking forward to a very busy show. Cheltenham reflections, as well as plenty of winners under the lights in Dundalk as the end of the winter season up in the Wee County looms large. It's Fridays with Fran coming up next. Ah, yes, Fran Berry is back amongst mere mortals, the heady days of Cheltenham. A distant memory, Fran, and I know you've already done the shift at Dundalk, but it's not the same when I don't get to talk to you. You know, it's great to be back on the airwaves with you.
Tom, what do we have, 4 days together in the house in Cheltenham? It was very emotional leaving you last Friday morning, so it was, and good experience, good week, so it was, and back to reality today now with Dundalk back in action. But no, it's all good, all good. Flat season kicked off last Sunday, and I think in the main, Cheltenham delivered, didn't it, at the end, through the week when you look back on it. And yeah, hopefully nice on Sunday, but I'm glad I haven't had a Chinese takeaway for the rest of the last few days anyway, so.
Yeah, for listeners, myself and Fran Berry had the pleasure of sharing a house together in Cheltenham, and who would have thought you'd be such a good big spoon, Fran? Who'd have thought that? It was very, very cozy. But no, it was very enjoyable. And as you say, I think in the heel of the hunt, as the dust settles, the Cheltenham Festival did indeed deliver. You know, people decrying the end of days, the British racing finished, the Cheltenham Festival is over, nobody wants to go anymore, it's too expensive. And Richard Newland wants to ban all the Irish out of running their horses in the UK. I mean, it's a kind of a case of Willie Mullins and the Sublime to personally very much voted for Brexit, clutching at straws in the case of the ridiculous, I would suggest.
Yeah, thought it was April Fool's when that article by Dr. Newland arrived out on Tuesday, wasn't it? Yeah, and it was quite hard to believe. I had to read it 3 or 4 times. I might read it again just to refresh my memory, but God, it's off the chart stuff. And yeah, could definitely looking for money to return that's been taken out of country and everything. Like, it's yeah, from just complete extreme stuff. Nobody's saying that the game is perfect over here by any means, anything like that, but what came out of his article is just so extreme, it's laughable, really. And it's given us all good entertainment over the last couple of days. But the other side of it is too, he seems to have a vice in the UK, so hopefully that's sunk any say he was going to have in future decisions with his extreme views.
Big time.
He's not good. When he's got rudders, he won't be called a good doctor anymore, put it that way.
No, well, officially now, can we just go with the bad doctor? Let's run with the bad doctor.
I'd say some crack to have a horse in training with now, to be fair.
Oh, yeah, Jesus. Anyway, let's focus on the Cheltenham that was, Fran. Mm. Some of your highlights?
I think as the week went on, look, Willie Mullins getting 100 winners is some achievement, no matter how big or strong the stable is. I thought what he did with Gaelic Warrior, the way he turned him inside out, couldn't have backed him at anybody just based on what we've seen at Dublin Racing Festival. That was a huge performance. Henry Bromhead, I think outside of Willie, Henry, Gordon and Gavin are the biggest threats, obviously, to Willie, albeit from a little bit of distance. But they all pitched up at the big meeting as well, and all their horses are on the top form. Gavin getting a couple of winners, Henry getting his couple of winners, and Gordon finishing off with 3 winners. So I think, yeah, overall, the top 4 trainers in the country maintained their form at the big meeting at Cheltenham, which I think is a really good sign of, and it just shows you how you have to be so consistent here to compete. I know the way you're thinking was a good watch. We've mentioned him on the pod a few times through the winter, and that was a really good watch. And kicking myself between traveling home and maybe not just giving it enough attention, but the back form of Better Days Ahead in the Martin Pipe is huge. I know Waterford Whispers we put up a couple of weeks ago, but when Slade Steele And whichever horse in Navan race pitched up through the week, Better Days Ahead became a standout in that final race. But a good week, and anyone I spoke to, Tom, everyone seemed to make money. I think, Wednesday was a bit flat punting wise, but Thursday, compliments to Dan Skelton. He's just playing the game, playing the system, and I've nothing against it. And I think it adds a lot of intrigue to it. You either need to play the system or have unexposed novices running handicaps. And I think if more trainers started to play the long game and target these meetings from a year out, you got to be patient with whilst running them. I'll preface with that. You can get rewarded.
One horse, Fran, from the 2024 Cheltenham Festival, a winner or indeed beaten, that you think could feature in any race at the 2025 Festival? A long range angle. I'm catching you off guard now a little bit, but
not really. Look, on original, I'd be very excited as a previous point-to-point winner to see where Ballyburn would go. But, you know, does Willie keep him, take on State Man? Does he go novice chasing next year? He looked like an article, wouldn't be a problem for him at all. Or probably Factor Fight is the most intriguing. You know, the Florida Pearl Route missed his hurling campaign. I thought Mark Walsh was very good on him in the Brown Advisory all the way through the race. Bit too keen, didn't do everything right, but could still win readily. And if there's a threat to gallop in the champ next year, and I'm saying if there's a threat, I think Factor Fight is the biggest threat to him from his own stable.
Remarkable to think that in the Champion Hurdle and the Gold Cup, Willie Mullins' hand could even get stronger. If Lossie Mouth and Ballyburn go Champion Hurdle and you get Factifoil in a Gold Cup, I mean, talk about an what already was an embarrassment of riches, the rich could get richer.
They could indeed, and on that Rich had a good day as well, didn't he? Lossie Mouth, I think she would have won the Champion Hurdle on Tuesday if she ran it. Don't think Stateman was quite at his best, or maybe doesn't be as effective when he goes to open company, at least in the UK. But I think she would have put it right up to me with the £7 an ounce.
Enough of the twig hopping. You are indeed a warm-blooded creature. You like the turf, and the flat racing returned in Ireland on the turf on Bank Holiday Monday at the Curra, and the flat season getting underway in earnest. Nace, touch and go on Sunday, but we're hoping for the best dry day today, forecast dry day tomorrow, hoping for the best run. You've got a couple of horses to watch at Nace at the weekend, and maybe even a few horses for the season ahead on Le Turf. Take it away.
Yeah, very much so. First of all, the Curra last Sunday, it was a cold day and ended up being a bit wet later on, but there was a really, really good crowd there, really good atmosphere. Good way to kick off the season, and hopefully that, you know, alludes to the Curra having a good year. I just had a real feel about the place on Monday. Nay, Sunday, a lot of rain forecast again. But Tom, if it's on, I think the first race is going to cut up a little bit at entry stage, at least. Dark Viper, trained by Jessica Harrington, was second last Monday, next UK trained horse. He'll be favoured, but keep an eye for listeners. Don't Do Dramas, trained by Mick Mulvaney. Ready winner on heavy ground at Gorn last autumn, and should be all the better for a recent comeback run on the Polytrack trainer. His horses in March and April, Mick Mulvaney's, are always well worth following. They always seem to handle testing ground very well. And in the fourth race, seen a good performance by a little horse called Paddington winning a handicap last year at this meeting in this race.
He was all right in the end, wasn't he?
I'd say lads look at it when they review the season and going, Jesus, how do you go off odds against? Like, you know, yeah, it's kind of like one of them. And Aiden has got military, he's got democracy at the top of the weights, so that Madrid handicap and Meriwether Lewis in it. And look, whichever one he runs, you'd have to respect the team have kicked off the year looking like they're fit and ready to go. But Sluice, number 10, and currently in the entries, trained by Joseph O'Brien, won readily on testing ground despite being green at Down Ryland debut, pitched into Group 3 behind Atlantic Coast in late October. I thought she ran a good race to a point. She was four lengths behind military on that occasion, but she's going to get over a stone from military should the two of them pitch up in that race on Sunday. That'd be the fourth race, the 3:10 is due to be, and we've listed action as well. Just keep an eye on Knight to King, trained by Dermot Wild. I don't think We've seen the best run as two subsequent runs after winning impressive on debut. He's definitely a horse that could do well this year as a 4-year-old for Rosewell. And Elegant Man is in the race, trained by Adrian Murray, a very, very smart horse in the making, but couldn't have him on soft or heavy ground. He's by Arrogate. He's a fast ground horse for my money.
Might be a little bit of a curveball, Fran. I want one trainer and one jockey, either in the UK or in Ireland, that you think have very, very big and exciting turf seasons ahead of them.
Jockey wise, I'd say James Ryan is an apprentice of a big time for we follow him at Dundalk. I think he is maybe lacked a bit of ammo on the grass last year, but he had a good run of things, and I think his 5 pound claim will be very popular. Trainers looking to use riders like that. He's got a good level of experience. Trainer wise, only one trainer in the book, Tom Paddy Toomey. Huge. Kicked off the season with a winner on Sunday or Monday, heavily backed. What he did last year, winning the Goffs Million with a first time out horse. What he's been doing the last 3 years, I believe he's over 100 horse in training now. He's built a new barn down there in Tipperary. I might actually call into him in a couple of weeks' time, like going down there to see what he does. And he's got some of the best bigger owner breeders coming into the yard, so his quality and strike rate is only going to, maybe not strike rate, but as he competes in better company, but the quality will increase. So he's the trainer for me, and wherever he goes, and if he starts traveling horse to the UK, he did that 2 years ago, went to York, he'd a winner and just beaten the Ebor, so he's definitely the man for me.
Is that the influence you kind of wield now? You kind of just put in a text and trainers like roll out the red carpet and you're like, Paddy, it's Fran here, I'm coming. And they're like, fucking, oh, Jesus, get the kettle on, let's be. Big FB is on the way down.
I'd have probably gone, not this fucking hell again, but I better be nice to me. He might give me a good mention on TV or something. But I like doing that early season. Obviously, the Curra, I know everyone inside out there, and a couple of times I've been down to Paddy's. It's fascinating. It didn't go to the make the Ballydoyle press morning yesterday morning, but as usual, excitement a bit at the start of the season, the team that they have in Ballydoyle, the way the whole system operates, when you get some of the footage for people that don't know racing, it's quite fascinating. And Ghost Rodan looks in good terms with himself for Dubai next week.
And before we get stuck into Dundalk's card, we will get there eventually, Fran, but it would be remiss of me not to mention, seeing as you brought up the Ballydoyle Open Day, one piece of integral furniture missing this year, Shamey Heffernan, no longer associated with Aidan O'Brien.
Yeah, 26, 27 years out of Ballydoyle, and a little bit of a surprise, but not a surprise, if that makes sense. You know, it's there a long time. And just talking to Shamey, it's kind of like it's a full-on job. You're there 6-7 mornings a week from February to November, December. And I'd say it's just getting to a stage where, you know, there's maybe a little bit more to life financially, probably not in a bad position, I would imagine. And he's going to lack the quality that he has had in the past to Ballydoyle. Wayne Lauren has obviously come on stream there as well. You see Declan McDonald last Sunday pitching up. So maybe he felt like a bit like Leo Bracker yesterday. Maybe it was a good time to exit stage left, but I think Shamey will do well. I don't think he mightn't get the quality he's had, but the phone has been ringing. I believe he's in Paddy Toomey's, he's in various yards around Tipperary, so it'll be a fascinating dimension. I'd hate to have him against me in a good race because he knows your tricks. And we've seen how Mick Canan left Ballydoyle, he knew exactly their playbook, but he got to get the horse, and I hope he does, because he's shown this winter at Dundalk he's still got plenty of appetite for the game, and I don't think there'd be any fear of him, but it's a bit of a change. And I did remark on Sunday, 26 years in the job with Aidan and Shamey, with David Egan and Ammo Racing last as long. Price set off traders.
I'd say unlikely, unfortunately, but time will only tell. And one last line, you mentioned him there, Declan McDonagh, obviously predominantly based with Joseph O'Brien. You'd have the inside scoop there. Are we likely to see him riding plenty for Aidan this year?
Potentially he's down there a morning at least a week now, and you know, when you got in through Aidan's jockeys, he likes to use resident jockeys. Got Wayne Lauren would be number two in my head, obviously Ryan, and then after that Killian Hennessy had a very good run of things for Aidan last year. Emmett McNamara is not there anymore, and Pádraig Beggy, you know, for example, won two derbies by being down there. So I think there's every chance with luck that he could land on a good one at some stage through the season.
Okay, righto. Enough of the small talk. We've dragged
Go on, quickly. We stuck him in a Cheltenham double, but it didn't work out with centre running poorly in the county hurl. Ocean of Dreams, I see money from in the last 24 hours in the back, maybe the stable tours or yesterday. So he's an exciting horse, potential Derby horse, yeah.
Here at Paddy Power, we want our gambling to be fun and encourage our customers to bet responsibly. That's why we offer a number of tools to help you stay in control, including the ability to set deposit limits, get reminders after a certain amount of time playing, and to take breaks. For more information, visit responsiblegaming.paddypower.com. 18+, begambleaware.org.
Okay, excellent stuff. Righto, let's get stuck into Dundalk. This Friday, the 22nd of March, racing gets underway at 5 o'clock. Sponsored by our colleagues at Skybet. It's the Skybet Request a Bet handicap over 5 furlongs, Fran. And we've got a field of 13 scheduled to go to post here. Interesting enough little race. And there's one or two that stuck out to me here. I thought it was an interesting enough little contest. Obviously, draw crucial. What are you thinking?
Yeah, it's cracking handicaps on the card here. It's near like an end of season field. A lot of horses are competing here all winter. A lot of pace on in this race, Tom. You have Sam's Express, number 2, who can make the running. Rainforest, number 5, who can cut out the running at strong gallop. And number 7, Astral Beat. He went off like a quarter horse the last time he ran up here. And Julie capitulated at the 2 furlong mark. But that will put a lot of horses to the pin or the collar early on, and I think it'll suit closers in the race. And as a consequence, Dr's 2 horse will be really suited by Bonnie Power, number 9, and Phil's Dream, number 6, trained by John McConnell. He won over course and distance 3 starts ago here in really good style. I think his last 2 runs have had merit, and for all that he'll need a pace collapse to strike at this trip, I think he's got a very good setup. And in an open race, I would stick with Phil's Dream with a low draw. Don O'Connor's back on board, who won on him in the past also.
I would throw in, just for good measure, I thought Pro Bono Alexander could be worth a market check, just first-time blinkers. Hasn't shown much, but Willie Brown using Young Hassel to claim 7 back to 5 furlongs for the first time. Could be interesting.
And had a very rough trip to last year. It was all but taken out of race at the first bend over 6 furlongs. So, yeah, and trainer got a very good strike rate up there this winter, yeah.
Indeed. Righto, let's move on. 5:30, Skybet Match 5 handicap, this time over 6 furlongs, 12 going to post here, Fran. A couple of these with decent recent form, including in the colours of our great friend Paddy Power, his parents Collective Power, who will be most likely be prominent in the betting. What are you thinking here?
Yeah, well, I filmed a punter's panel with Paddy Power in the morning that Collective Power ran, and he said, Eddie's not confident at all. And I duly backed his other runner in the race, Rough Diamond, and I'm looking at Rough Diamond. And next minute, Collective Power burst through after being well supported in the market and got up to winner at Sorka Woods. And I'd say Paddy put me away just in case the price was going to go. Julie obliged. And he's quirky, Collective Power, but he did well to win off a slow gallop on that occasion. Musical Tribute, who was 2nd, has cheap piece on here today, runs a very consistent race all the way through, Tom. And there's a few recent winners as well worthy of mention. Up the top, Apache Outlaw, dropping down a trip, I don't think will be a problem for him. Adam Caffrey is back on board, taking off 5 pounds. That was a really good win in late December, beating Peer Pressure, and he did run very well over course of distance, 6 furlongs in the past. Inishmore Prince, really good run behind Bilbao last week, up in the weights again and very consistent. And Mount Reapu, number 7, first win for Andy Slattery last time. I think he's got away okay with a penalty, but no £7 claimer on board, so it's effectively with no claimer on board, £13 higher in the weight. So I'm happy enough with a wide draw. Just watch him. Fraudy could improve again. And in an open contest, again with a likely decent gallop on, you've got Tyson Yeh likely to force the pace along. I think Apache Outlaw is definitely the one I'd like to be with here. I think he was a good 2-year-old for Joseph O'Brien. He's only 4, and Adam McGuinness just find his way with him and find his niche, and he did that last time. He's ready winner to line. I don't think the drop back and trip with a good gallop will be too much of a disadvantage.
6 o'clock, race three, Skybet. Extra places every day. Handicap, it's out to 7 furlongs. It's a 47-65. A full field schedule to go to post here, Fran. A few of these tried and tested. Riveter went in a rich vein of form. Didn't quite complete the hat trick 2 weeks ago, finishing third, but two wins prior to that. A few of these down the weights they're well tried, but still could have potential on a busy night in Dundalk.
Yeah, I looked at a movie last night, Tom, The Usual Suspects, great film. But if any race describes The Usual Suspects at Dundalk, it's this one. They're all here, really. Maestro Stick is a pace angle. Clarenbridge, number 12, as well, likely to roll forward. And number 7, Ferrybank, got a great ride 2 starts ago by Billy Lee to win at this track from a wide draw like he's got here. Cheek of Power, also Colin Keane takes ride number 3 on the best of her form, would be a big player. Didn't jump the gates as well as she had done in the past. Likewise, number 1, River Derwent, who's been in really good form this winter. And last time, a slow start didn't help him. He was on the back foot somewhat and came home well to be 3rd to Hurricane Helen. He's a big player, but it's a horse that was just behind him in February that I'm very keen on here. There's 2 horses I'm very keen on. I'm struggling to split them, but I'm going to go with number 2, the Cola Brazil. James Ryan takes over from an inexperienced rider, takes off 5 pounds. I think this is a huge jockey upgrade. He's been running some good races in defeat this winter, eye-catchingly in defeat in handicaps. And I think James Ryan with an inside draw is a huge upgrade. And I do think the Cola Brazil is very much the one to beat. The other horse already mentioned, maybe an each way play for some, if there's extra place or if you want to play 2 in the race, is John McConnell's apparent second string or a second runner release. Number 6, Bungle in the Desert. If he was drawn midway, I'd be very keen on him, but stalled 16 is not ideal. His handicap debut was very good last time, over 7 furlongs. And I think there's a horse that's capable of winning 2 or 3 handicaps in there. Just stalled 16 in comparison to Cola Brazil's draw. I'm going to go with Cola Brazil, but Bungle in the Desert, a big player also.
6:30 race 4 is the Irish Stallion Farm EBF median auction for 3-year-olds over 7 furlongs. And Fran, obviously conditions race, but Sakti has been banging on the door for Gerard Lyons and Colin Keane. Would he set the standard in your eyes?
She has to, Tom. Look, Group 2 second in debutant stakes to a filly that went on to be second in the Meidler stud stakes. Probably soft ground just caught her out on her next start of Wild Stakes. But when you look at the form of that brilliant who won that Group 3 on Monday, was just behind her. So it's very, very hard to go against her. She's by Caravaggio. His progeny will do really enjoy the poly track at Dundalk. So I can't pick any holes in her. I'd love to tell you I could, but she's going to be short. But a repeat of any of her runs, even her maiden run at Leopardstown behind Brilliant, would be more than good enough to see her win here. And I would imagine trying to win a maiden first time up would be the case. Just get that winning bracket before she goes into trials, Guineas trials. A couple worthy of mention, Artevao, trained by Dermot Wild, really good run in Ace 2 starts ago, and in a race that's worked out very well. And he should enjoy the surface as well, and is definitely a strong contender in the context of the race to Sakti. Jessica Harrington's runner presence also showed a mild promise in debut, and we're back to trainer Paddy Toomey, who's got 1 runner on the card, Tom, number 4, Kilmacolock. Gelded son of Phoenix of Spain. Phoenix of Spain's progeny at Dundalk have been very good this winter. They handle the surface very well. Again, with the trainer, he nearly backed him blind in maidens, and wherever you run, but with on debut, but with Sakti in it, it's hard not to go with Sakti. That said, I would put up the Toomey runner as a forecast option with Sakti.
Lovely stuff. Onwards we go. 7 o'clock, Skybet handicap over a mile, 3-year-old only. And we've got 12 going to the post here. And I thought 5 Cromwell Place, a local horse to me, the McHenrys. Mm. They didn't really tell anyone, which I was very, very keen to point out to them. More to come, Fran.
I don't think they told the bookie 40-1 either, Tom, on a handicap debut, but won really well, lay up with a strong gallop and kept on strongly, and could be a big improver by a good siren, Galileo Gold. And the poly track and time off seemed to do him really good from 2 to 3. It's cracking handicap. Zanato Henry de Brom has run a Worthy of Mention handicap debut. Blue Soul of Ger Lyons, Declan Landy, the owner, won the Champion Chase last week. Don't think he'll be winning here. I think she's triplets myself, Blue Soul, but she'd probably come back to haunt me now. Natural Ruler, number four, Johnny Murtagh's handicap debutant, and a couple of handicap winners recently up at Dundalk. Number six, Mary Bago, and Aisling Oscar. She has beaten Mary Bago on two runs this season in really good style. She was heavily punted late on two starts ago, won readily despite being wide and green on the track, and again won readily at this track again. Aisling Oscar for me is a standout here again, Tom. I think she's extremely well handicapped. Now, it's a deep race, plenty of horse with chances in it, but off mark of 59, I think she's still so well in, she'll beat whatever's around her. The biggest danger, and I will have something on her, I think she'll be an each way price in the context of the race, is Galician Girl, number eight, trained by Ada McGuinness. We put her up a couple of weeks ago and she ran a cracker on handicap debut. Just learning on the job, she'll improve a lot off that, and she could be the biggest danger to Aisling Oscar, but I think she's still handicapped to win another couple of races, Aisling Oscar.
Okay, lovely stuff. Onwards to go, 7:30, probably the race of the night for me. It's Skybet Accafree's handicap for four-year-olds and upwards over a mile. An exquisite acclaim, tops the weights, and very much sets the standard here, Fran. Adam Caffrey claiming a valuable five as well.
Yeah, and sets a really good standard, top of the weight. He travels very well in his race. He's found his niche in the all-weather this year, and I think stepping back up to a mile again will suit him better than when he was just beaten by High Time. He won over course and distance last time. He's probably taken a slight drop in grade here somewhat. I think for all, there's plenty of runners in the race and horse with form. I don't think it's as strong a race what he took on last time. Not Forgotten has the visors on to here tonight for Mick Halford and Tracy Collins. That could help him. He ran a good race here behind Super Over last time. Alexander John, I think seven furlongs suits him better than a mile. He can be keen. And Ada's other two runners, Skontanovsky, back to mile, would suit him very well. He's probably handicapped to his level at present, but Colin Keane takes the ride. And Shoot to Kill, number four, I think looked like he got tired to a point on stable debut. There's probably a bit more improvement here tonight on the back, here on Friday night on the back of that run. But I'm going to stick with Exquisite Acclaim, Tom. I think he's got the best overall form. Not Forgotten, Shoot to Kill are probably open to a bit more improvement back at this trip at headgear and benefit a recent run. But Exquisite Acclaim again with Adam Caffrey taking the ride, I think he's a big player.
Exquisite Acclaim for the ever exquisite broadcaster that is Fran Berry. 8 p.m. Sky Bet Club handicap for 4 year olds and upwards over 10 furlongs is 47-65. Full field again going to post here. Fran, a few of these with patchy form. Dark Street, obviously in a rich vein of form. So too, Pick Pui, number two in the weights, and a few down. Trisha Lee River knocking on the door as well.
Yeah, going to be a strong gallop, and it's interesting to see Dylan Brown McMonagle ride number 10, Power Drive, who's been dropping down the ratings since his last win. He's down to mark of 53, Tom. A wide draw won't help him, but Dylan takes over from an inexperienced rider, and I thought the last two times he was just showing a glimmer of promise again. So he's definitely one to watch in the market. For all he may well have to work hard for that wide draw. Dr. Grace, number four, hard to catch right. I thought she was better than her bare form, but may have some upside to her mark. And Dark Street are worthy of mentions. Dark Street, very game consistent on this trip, is definitely a horse that you like to keep on side. He beat Pickbull in really good style here when the last met. That was back in March, and he's £5 higher, which just about gets him into this grade. But Dark Street was very well positioned on the track at that occasion. Pickbull probably just got caught out for pace late on. Going to go against a more proven performance though at this trip, Tom. I'm going to go with number seven, the horse you mentioned, Trishuli River, who pulled off a little bit of a touch when she won here three starts ago. And I think based on what we've seen since then, is crying out for a step up and trip win. I've seen her last run behind Gatsby Cap here last time. She got outpaced, finished off really well down towards the stand side. And if you let the video run on, she was only doing one thing by line, was galloping out strongly, suggesting a step up and trip will suit her. She's only had 10 runs to date, and it's her first time over the trip here. Shamie Heffernan, the aforementioned big money Heff, hope he can bring her home the money for us on Friday night, because kind draw installed five. I think she's the one to be with.
Were you ever a big money Berry? Were you? Is that what you, when you were kind of riding, was that one of your monikers?
I used to come good in the autumn and Galway. I used to have little lulls before all them big meetings, and you know, okay. Don't know, the horses would be a bit out of form, but they seem to come good on the day. Yeah,
you'd flourish. Very good. Concluding race on Friday night under lights at Dundalk at 8:30. It's the Sky Bet Build a Bet handicap for 4-year-old and upwards over a mile and a half. And Fran, sometimes we overcomplicate things, but you would imagine number two, How About No for Joseph Ryan and Dylan McMonagall, will have much bigger targets ahead.
Yeah, I totally agree, Tom. I think he's a standout here. Well backed on debut at Navan in a backhead maiden. He got no look down towards the inside of the final stage. Given a couple of months off, he went, 5 months off, he went to Dundalk. He won readily, kept on really strongly, despite looking like he was green and idling inside the final furlong. Lot to like about that effort. The eventual second home, Sea Wave, See the Stars, Philly Ray. Cody's had the benefit of a couple of previous runs. I think an opening mark of 80, when you see what's around him in this race, is very workable. I do think he could end up, as you said, being a nice mile and six, 2 mile horse on the grass as the season begins to go on. And you've got against him, Squire Danaher is an obvious improver. Got off the mark on his third all-weather start in January. And stepping back up to a mile and a half in handicap should suit him well. Pace angles down the bottom, Unterberg, likeable. Just don't think he's quite good enough to take on this company, but he is quite game and effective on the track. And a couple of horses have been running really, really well in recent weeks. Palace Rock, he lay down here the last day, looked like he'd be winning in the race, and just think he needs a hurl in front of him to be at his best. Fascinating Shadow and Celtic Revival all running to a decent level off the mark, but I don't think any of them have enough in the locker to contain How About No, who should be very hard to beat.
Okay, Fran, that concludes our run through the card at Dundalk on Friday night. Time for your best bet of the evening, and even a next best if you have a few to give us.
Yeah, I have a couple there. You're going to have to bear with me because I forgot to write them down, Tom, which is very, very the combination.
What an amateur. He's still shook from Jennifer.
We go race 8, How About No Nap. We'll go with next best will be Aisling's Oscar in race 5. And for an each way travel, I'm going to include one double up on this now. The Cola Brazil race 3. In case Aisling Oscar bombs out in race 5, Galician Girl, I just can't leave her out of calculations. And Trishuli race, River race 7, each way travel.
Bran, thank you very much indeed. We're running out of time as Dundalk winter comes. When is the last meeting there? When are you finishing up?
We've got next Tuesday, Easter week, obviously Good Friday next weekend. But I looked at the calendar this morning. We still have 2 more Fridays to go in April. So we'll see it out to the very end, Tom.
And of course, avid Dundalk fans can catch Fran Berry and Kevin O'Ryan live on the Friday Club and Racing TV covering Dundalk. Fran, thank you very much.
Tom, pleasure. Have a good weekend. And I won't tell anyone about you snoring quite heavily at night there as well. Yeah.
Yeah, no, don't.
Tongue tie needed.
Yeah, badly. Possibly a wind up as well. Thanks to Fran. Thanks to you for listening. I've been Tom Nugent, and that was another episode of Fridays with Fran.